أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our journaling of the Quran and looking at the ayat of Quran that begin with يا أيها الذين آمنوا. Today we will look at ayah 105 of Surah Al-Ma'idah, the same surah, surah number 5. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, عَلَيْكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ, take care of your souls. In other words, you are responsible for yourself. Take care of yourself. لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ مَنْ ذَلَّ إِذَا اهْتَدَيْتُمْ, the one who is lost, the one who has strayed away from the path, cannot hurt you when you are on the right path, when you are guided. إِلَاللَّهِ مَرْجِئُكُمْ, remember that to Allah is your return, جَمِيعًا, all of you. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ, and then He will inform you, بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, of what you did. Now, in essence, this ayah is saying, nobody else can influence you. Eleanor Roosevelt says, nobody can hurt you without your permission. But the ayah is all about self-care, looking after oneself. Self-care is not selfish. It's not about being self-absorbed. It's about first looking after oneself, because if you don't, you'll have nothing left to give to others. We're not able to give what we don't have. There is a wonderful story about the Prophet, about a mom who comes to him and says, please, could you tell my child not to eat too many dates because he's eating too many dates? And the Prophet said, come back in a few days. She didn't understand. In a few days, she comes back and the Prophet tells the child, you shouldn't eat too many dates. You should be able to regulate yourself. And she said, but why couldn't you tell him 3-4 days ago? And he said, because I too was having probably a lot more dates than I should. And I was unable to tell him to do that which I did myself. Often forget about caring ourselves, but we dish out advice about things that we ourselves do not do. But back to self-care, and the idea is to prioritize. When we go on airplanes, a safety message reminds us that we've got to first put our own oxygen mask before helping others with theirs. And that's literally an example of self-care. We also tend to live the life of others. And I will repeat what Steve Jobs said. Your time is limited. Don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and your intuition. They somehow already know what you really, really, truly want to become. Everything else is secondary. And that's exactly what this ayah is saying. Somebody who errs cannot hurt you if you are on the right way. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be able to understand the sirat al-mustaqim, the right way, and then be able to stick on it and look after ourselves before we look beyond. Because if we don't have what is in us to be able to give, what are we going to do? رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.